News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Family carers are under enormous strain and have noticed significant deterioration in the condition of their family members living with dementia during COVID-19. That's according to a new report from the Alzheimer's Society of Ireland. For more on this, we're joined by Aisling Harmon, a carer from Wicklow. Aisling, just tell us, you are a carer, tell us about your experience during the pandemic caring for your mother.
Good morning. It was a pretty grim experience. I suppose we were cut off overnight, went from having a home care package and supports in the home, daycare, etc., respite being made available, to having nothing overnight. And I suppose whilst everybody else could go online, the practical side of home caring means you just can't go online for everything. So we were actually cut off, isolated. It was very frightening. There was no answer. You'd ring up and look for a service to be told the service is currently suspended due to COVID-19. Apologies for any inconvenience, but family carers had to keep going. So you're working 24/7, 168 hours a week, doing everything.
You must have felt, and you must feel, extremely alone in that scenario.
It is very isolating. I suppose the world got a taste of what it is to be a family carer sometimes, particularly for people with chronic conditions like dementia. And that's already isolating because you're grieving for the person who you're caring for and you haven't had a funeral yet. And we recognised in pandemic not being able to grieve and to celebrate somebody's life is quite damaging for the nation. Everybody got a taste of what that's like. But we were reinforced in that. It just made it really clear of what a family carer, specifically for someone with dementia, goes through every day. So you're very resilient and you cope very, very well, but you cope alone. You're exhausted and you're on a treadmill, but you do keep going to look after the person who you care for.
Really, really difficult for you. I'm sure really difficult for the person you're caring for. I mean, without the services that were on offer, is there inevitably a deterioration?
My poor mum has Parkinson's as well as dementia, and there was a massive decline in her. So she lost physical mobility. She lost a lot of cognitive ability, and we're not going to recover that. That's just accepted that we're not going to recover it. So despite now giving her one-to-one care and attention, she probably lost 1.5 to 2 years in that time, Shane, sadly. And that's just the reality for many.
Yeah. Look, you're obviously a very compassionate person. Do you get a bit irritated when you hear people moaning about the lockdown and the impact it's had on their lives? Does it kind of grind a little bit when you hear that?
It grinds more than a little bit. You get through that because now we're into reopening, which isn't necessarily positive. So reopening just means we go back to more of the same. And again, the world got a taste of it. It isn't pretty. Everybody's mental health and physical health was challenged in pandemic, but carers do that all the time. And now we're going back to it. We don't have a recovery plan of our own, so it's a bit irritating. We're criticised for looking to get on the vaccination list. We didn't want to jump the queue, Shane. If you're caring for someone who's vulnerable and they get their vaccination, you should be getting yours and keeping that household socially distanced and safe. We were cocooning after all.
Right. So it wasn't about getting... You have been vaccinated, I presume, at this point, have you?
I currently can't be, actually. My mum is, but I can't be because I have medical condition and lots of allergies. So again, I need to be hospitalised for my vaccination, which would mean having somebody here for 2 or 3 days in case I have an anaphylactic reaction. So that's just an example of a contingency plan isn't that easy to implement. So yes, it is frustrating, but you have to get on with it. We can't leave our homes and leave our loved ones and go out and protest because we have to be here to deliver the care and the services in the absence of agency and community who are so overstretched anyway. They couldn't deliver. Yeah.
So the message this morning, Aisling, I mean, you obviously want dementia services, daycare centres, social clubs reopened as quickly as possible.
Yes, because you've two audiences. You have the person with dementia who needs to be looked after with that level of expertise, but you've the family carer who's really exhausted working 24/7 at the moment, and they desperately need support and care for themselves. So if we'd statutory care in the home, it would have been COVID friendly. It would have been socially distancing. You'd have been cocooning and minding people. But if you've all agency supports, 8 or 10 people coming in a week, that doesn't work. And they were able to sign off work and stay at home for safety for their families, but we couldn't. And we'd no PUP royalty subsidy. So it's a very complex piece to fix. There isn't an easy fix for it,
okay.
But we need to be heard. So if we're consulted and asked, we'll give plenty of solutions that would work. So thank you for the opportunity.
Yeah, well, look, you should be heard, and it is something we are going to stick with on this programme, because what you're asking for is entirely reasonable, and it is not fair and not right that you are left alone as carers in this situation. Look, thank you indeed for sharing our story. Aisling Harmon there, a carer from Wicklow. Let us know if you are a carer. I'm sure that story echoes with you. Let us know your own experience. 53106 at a cost of 30 cents.